It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
I wanted to give a testimony in regards to somebody who I will call my little sister. After doing the meditation with Roy, and I will say for about a year or so, I kind of had an addiction on my own where I would be helping out women that were down and broken. After a while, somehow I would just partake in whatever their addiction was, you know, but through the meditation, I was able to rise up from that kind of decision. This poor lady came along, and she was just broken, and she was run away. And we started talking. She started telling me her story, and I said, look, I want to tell you something that maybe you never heard before, but, you know, I said, it doesn't really matter what happened to you in your life before. That's part of your history, part of the past. And if you can only understand one thing, that all you have and all there'll ever be forever and ever is right now. This moment that we're talking right now, this precious little moment here. I say, you will allow me to be your big brother and you my little sister. I think that I can be of some kind of help to you. You know, I have some materials here from a foundation. You can try them. I say, you have these books here and how to control negative emotions and do the meditation. Needless to say, after that, she continued in her downward spiral, doing everything that was bad, prostitution, drug dealing, stealing, anything that was bad, she was doing it. She went to jail for about 6 months. And I think it's something that she needed, because when she was in jail, she started doing the meditation and she started reading the books. And that was a game changer, because after that, you know, when she came out and she went through a rehab place like for another 6 months, 6 months in jail and 6 months of rehab, she came out as a brand new person. It's been long 3 years. After this long 3 years, she's a brand new human being. She's given up her 24/7 prostitution, drug addiction, drug dealing, stealing, all of that. And she has a job, and she has a relationship with the children that she left behind because of her addiction. And it's like, I just want to say thank you to Roy for being here at this time, because he was really needed. I needed him myself. And the power that he is able to convey through the meditation is so big and so awesome that I don't really know, don't have no name for it. You know, I mean, it's such a big thing that it is an amazing thing. And just want to say thank you for him being alive. You know, I call him my big brother, since I'm the big brother to my little sister. You know, it's like my big brother that I should have had a long time ago. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Your secret weapon against stress. It's the Cure Stress device. Use it anywhere, privately. Fits in your shirt pocket like a credit card. It's so simple, it works effortlessly. And it's endlessly rechargeable. Listen as needed to overcome pain, fear, and stress. And your children will love it. Leave it lying around. When they see you become happier, they'll become curious, pick it up, and the magic begins for them. Order now. Go to FHU.com. Call 1-800-877-3227. Regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Or visit the website FHU.com. Call 1-800-877-3227.
I've been listening to you since I was 16, and I barely survived my life. If it hadn't been for him, I would not have survived at all. I've been listening to him as a father, a long-distance father, and you know, I've had a lot of problems, but he definitely has saved my life just for him to just be there and do what he's doing. I don't think I would have survived past that age if it hadn't been for him. I knew he cared about me. And, you know, when I talked to him on the phone, I didn't know who I was talking to. A kid at school gave me the phone and said, talk to this person, tell me your problem. And I did. And I knew immediately he cared. And he was the only one that I found in my whole life that cared about me. I listened to him. I had a lot of problems from my dad and my mom, you know, and it's been really hard. But if it hadn't been for your dad, I wouldn't have survived.
Stress is an easy fix because it's not a disease. Thousands of medicines for stress-based symptoms, mental, emotional, and physical, is all you've had until the discovery of Cure Stress. Cure Stress technology is delivered through a rechargeable credit card-size audio device that fits in your wallet. Stress children and veterans love Cure Stress because it's so simple. Call 855-CURE-STRESS, Pacific Business Time, or go to curestressdevice.com. Thank you.
To order the Cure Stress device, send $59, which includes postage and handling, to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific Time.
Call Roy at 800. 800-
thousands of different medicines for stress-based symptoms, mental, emotional, and physical, is all you had until the discovery of Cure Stress. Cure Stress technology is delivered through a rechargeable credit-sized audio device that fits in your wallet. Stressed children and veterans love Cure Stress. Call 855-CURE-STRESS Pacific Business Time or go to curestressdevice.com. It really works.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. David Masters sitting in tonight while my dad just takes a night off. And looking forward to talking to you at 1-800-866-8883. I have an interesting show for you tonight, because I want to present to you something that occurred to me, which I think may be very helpful in, I don't know, clarifying the meaning of each person's journey in life. To clarify, it means to understand more clearly why we have to go through the things we go through, and actually where we're going and why we're going there. Because life is actually a journey. You know, it starts and you have no information at all, except for your natural instincts of survival. And then as we go through life, we have different levels and different phases that we go through, different development stages that we go through mentally, emotionally, spiritually. But then there's a point in time at which you begin to have to focus on the meaning of your life. Now, I've heard people talk about the meaning of life, but I think the meaning of life is way too big. And so I think we have to bring it back down to the level of the individual. Now, my dad talks about the Constitution frequently, and something that's very important about the idea that in the preamble to the Constitution, the framers of our foundation of our nation said something very powerful. They said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident." I looked up the word self-evident, two words. What it means is containing its own evidence or proof without need of further demonstration. Self-evident. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Truth. But now, what happens if something is not self-evident? Is it a problem with the thing itself? Could be. Or is it a problem with the observer of the thing? Self-evident. And I know a lot of people who are constantly trying to redefine what they're seeing, or they're trying to attach meaning and assign meaning to what it is that they're experiencing or what they're observing or what they're I don't know what's happening to them. I mean, everybody does that at some level. And depending upon the culture that you live in, you know, if you live in a Chinese culture, or if you live in Chinese culture, African culture, German culture, Irish culture, every culture has its own way of attaching meaning to the things that happen in life. My children are interested in Greek myths because Greek myths are sort of parables about doing right and wrong and meeting challenges. And it's interesting how these Greek myths have endured throughout thousands and thousands of years, that the stories are interesting. They involve monsters and heroes. But always at the core of every culture, there are one of two things that are fighting for dominance over the meaning of the culture. And that is, it's either truth or the opposite, which is untruth or lies. So where I'm going with this is this. I recognize truth to be its own separate language apart from every other language. And so on the journey of life, you have to begin to understand this language. But see, if you're not looking for the truth, then it's hard to know what it is that you're witnessing or hearing or experiencing when you're going through it. Because there's a lot of filters in the world that we live in that are designed to keep you from understanding the truth. I was talking to Ralph earlier, my producer, and he said, well, people can communicate but not understand. And see, this is true. Very true. That in the world that we live in, there's communication of different kinds. Because if you take a look at the communication itself, you'll see that the communication is designed to impart meaning to those who are being communicated to. And just to give you an example, people who are conservative-minded, they look for a message that resonates with them. So they like Rush Limbaugh, and they like Sean Hannity, and they like those kinds of people. People who are on the Democrat liberal side of the equation listen to the kind of people like Bill Clinton and those people on that side of the equation. So everybody's looking to validate and have their view of things reinforced. But see, what gets lost, the biggest victim and the biggest loss of reality is the truth itself. Because truth can be used as a weapon as much as it can be used as a tool for salvation. See? So that when words are corrupted and ideas are corrupted, and then the meaning of those ideas are corruptive, what we have is what you would call now our popular culture. And so it leads me to something that I'm doing tonight on the show, because I'm trying to demonstrate to you, having said all that, that truth is its own language and that it's a common language. It's the oldest language there is. And as a matter of fact, truth is the origin, the language of truth is the origin of the existence of the universe. And in the beginning of the Bible, it says, in the beginning was the Word. So, not just a word, but a power from which a flow of energy came and transformed into the material world as we see it. And that language of truth is what creates all things and sustains all things in this existence. And it's also that power that is There's a word for it. It's the entropy, which is that things only last so long. Things break down eventually. It's the second law of thermodynamics, that everything has a certain amount of life in it, some much more than others. But so to begin with, I want to share with you this episode. And guys, don't turn me off yet. I want to share with you an episode of Touched by an Angel. I'm into this show because it resonates with me on a very deep level. And there's something beautifully common about the way that they lay out their storylines with an absolute maximum of truth. That's essentially undeniable. But see, I can understand what would turn people off if people are not aligned with any kind of truth. They can't stand it. It's anathema to them. It's like fire and water. Water is anathema to fire in a traditional sense. It cancels it out. So if you're a person who loves the truth and you see things and it touches you and it awakens a truth self inside of you that yearns for more truth and is unhappy without it. See, whereas a person who has turned away from the truth self has been deactivated and now it craves the thing that deactivated it. This is my dad's philosophy in just my own words, that we crave the world if the world takes over and becomes our master. We crave the things of the world. But once we are awakened to the truth self that's awakened begins to crave more truth and can never be happy without it. And that's the course that takes you toward the realm of heaven, either both on earth and also in the afterlife, in my opinion. So I want to begin with a clip from this episode of Touched by an Angel, and it is episode 7 of season 3. I don't remember the name of it right now, but it'll come to me. Ground Rush. And it's about a guy who is an airplane pilot, and has something to do with a parachute. But begin with clip 1, Ralph, Touched by an Angel, right here, right now.
All I'm saying is look at the life he lives. You know, he flies medical supplies to rural hospitals without charging a penny. He serves meals at the local soup kitchen twice a week. And just last week, when he heard that his neighbor couldn't afford to fly down to her own son's graduation, he flew her there himself. He's a good man, Tess. What does he need an angel for?
Good works do not necessarily make a good man, and good angels ought to know that.
Oh. Look at that. Scott and Jeremy took a patient from the nursing home out for an airplane ride. Scott told me he'd rather be helping somebody else than...
Are you listening to me? There is a storm coming. I don't know in which direction it's coming from, but it is coming. And you better bundle up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a touch by an angel. Now, look, what is the theme here? The theme is good works don't necessarily mean good people. Okay? But you say that on an everyday level, on a casual basis, in a casual commentary with somebody that you work with or somebody at your church. Well, somebody at the church might be inclined to agree. But the average person would say, oh, no. They're a good person. You can see what they do. But the question is, can you see what they don't do? Or can you not see what they do that you don't know about? See, that's the question. Is that, are we linear thinkers? Is everything on the surface to us? I mean, a lot of people can do a lot of good things to hide a lot of bad things. Isn't that true? You may be one of them. And we can talk about it. 1-800-866-8883. Again, I'm David Masters, just sitting in tonight. And I'm making the case that truth is an ancient language. It's the origin of all of the creation that you see around you. And it is actually a language that translates into material things. Now, moving along to the second clip from Touched by an Angel, go ahead and play it. Here we go.
I had no idea, Tess. I thought that Scott and Jocelyn were already married. They seemed like such a perfect couple.
They seem like a lot of things.
Well, he has it all worked out. He's going to fly Jocelyn down to Mexico for the surprise wedding. You know, that must be it. You see, I had a feeling that I was sent here to help Scott make this decision, and for once, my job was easy. I've helped create a family.
You got a feeling. You got a nose and 10 toes and a cute little mole right there. Do you depend on them for your marching orders, too? You better change channels, Miss Wings, and make sure you're tuning into the real thing.
You hear that? See? Do you base what you do on a feeling? Because you like somebody? Because they're friendly and they smile and they tell you wonderful things? Do you base how you judge people on whether they have a good attitude or a bad attitude? Do you base everything on a feeling? Because see, feelings can be very deceptive. Feelings can betray us. We can be set up to judge people. Oh, but good or bad? You judge somebody good, it's no different than judging somebody bad. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. It's a bigger trap, by the way. Because you kind of feel a tinge of conscience, if you have one, when you judge somebody bad. When you feel that anger and that condemnation. But when you judge somebody to be good, it makes you feel good. Oh, yeah. It's its own kind of high, judging people. But again, I'm just trying to get at the truth, and I'm trying to reveal, and I want you to understand that this cure stress device that my dad is offering now, the cure stress device is the decoding mechanism because it's got the be still and know exercise on it. And the be still and know exercise has to be part of your operating system because it prepares your mind to be able to hear truth no matter what. No matter where it comes from, no matter how it's delivered, it prepares your mind to be able to hear the language of truth. Be still and know that I am God. Think about what I'm saying, because I'm going to play these clips, and I'm going to get through this, and I'm going to take some calls at 1-800-866-8883. Let us go and play clip number 3, Touched by an Angel.
I don't know how I let you talk me into this.
I can't wait to see the look on Jocelyn's face.
I wish you could see the look on yours. I don't think you get it, Monica. We're in the middle of an assignment here, and you're acting like you're the president of somebody's fan club.
Well, maybe that's what angels are sometimes, you know? I mean, sometimes we do have to deliver a serious message. Get your act together. God wants to help you straighten things out. But sometimes, maybe we're just here to say, great job. Keep up the good work, fella.
I wish I had your confidence in the guy. But there's something not right.
See, is it possible that even angels can be deceived? Well, I'd say it has to be. Not often, I would imagine. But if you don't think that it's possible that we can be deceived on a massive scale by everything or anything, by everyone or anyone, think again. We can be living in a world of complete deception and believe it to be absolute reality in spite of all the evidence. I mean, this is why you hear people talking about evolution as opposed to creation of mankind. I don't know. I tend to want to believe that God can do anything he wants to. And why believe that it took billions of years when God could just snap his fingers and create the people the way he wanted them? Would he leave it to chance, do you think? If you were building a Ferrari, would you leave it to evolution? Or would you design it specifically? Would you make improvements on it as you went along? No, it's intelligent design, see, not evolution. Natural selection, well, we can talk about that. That's open for discussion, but just remember, I'm talking about truth as a language. As a language that speaks into existence reality and material things, but it cannot guide you and it cannot change your life and it cannot free you until you understand, beginning with just the first thing you see about yourself. The first truth that you see about yourself is the most important truth. I need help. I was wrong. I don't want to be angry. I want to be free. Those kinds of truths. Something inside of you telling you, look at yourself. Others do. Okay, let's move on to the next clip. This is Touched by an Angel. And I'm using it to show you that there is a language of truth, and it's easy once you begin to open your heart to it. Go ahead and play that clip.
Scott didn't invite any guests.
These don't exactly look like the dearly beloved types.
They're not.
Agent Bradford, FBI, William Grunwald, you're under arrest for murder.
What? This is not funny.
Uh-huh. Well, Mr. Nice Guy, yeah, sure, he did a lot of nice things for people. He had this great cover-up going. Nobody would have suspected that this guy was capable of doing such a thing. But then again, did he do it? Do you want to judge right now? You want to make a judgment? You think he's guilty? Think he's innocent? I'm not going to tell you. You'll have to listen to the show. But see, you got to realize something. We're all being set up all the time. We're being tricked by the use of our minds and our minds and our hearts and our emotions to see things through filters. We're getting tricked to play God and not to obey God. If you're playing God, you can't be obeying God. Think about what I'm saying. It's the most fundamental trick there is. And we are all in this giant matrix of illusion, and we are creating our own hell on earth, our own reality. If you're in heaven, God bless you, more power to you. But if you're not, go look in the mirror and find out who's to blame. Yes, there were things that happened to you in your life. Yes, there's circumstances. Everybody has them. But you got to own up to them and take your responsibility for where you made the mistakes of your life. And you have to know the truth in order for it to set you free. Do you understand what that means yet? Know the truth and it will set you free. It will make you free. It will make you free. It will forge you into a free person. It will reconstruct you into a free person if you know the truth. But do you know the truth? Have you heard the truth? Do you want the truth? Are you conditional about the truth? Do you want to? Or do you just repeat other people's words? There was a caller last night that said, I want to see it for myself. But see, that can't be an ambition that you have. It has to be a desire, a willingness. And life will give you many opportunities to have that experience. But if you're not ready, you won't see them. You won't see that that's an opportunity. One more clip before the break. Do we have time? One more clip. Go ahead and play that clip.
All right, I'm going to leave a couple of deputies here tonight. You see anything, you let them know. You okay?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
What's he doing here?
He works here.
You know anything I should know?
I wish I could help you, but I can't.
Monica. Her name is Monica, the angel. She lied because she knows that he's guilty. Or does she? 1-800-866-8883. This is Advice Line. I'm David Masters, and my dad's just taking a night off, but I'm using these clips to try to help you see something. Very simple. It's very fundamental. Truth is not a complex language. It's a very basic language, but it's based not on the brain. It's not based on the brain. It's not an intellectual thing. It's based on the spirit. And if you have a spirit, and if you will incline that spirit, you can hear that truth, and it will open doors that you never believed could be opened. Now, the Cure Stress device is available, and that is the mechanism that prepares you to hear the truth. Go to FHU.com right now and order the Cure Stress device, or call 800-866. I'm sorry, we'll do that later.
just wanted to give a testimony in regards to somebody who I will call my little sister. After doing the meditation with Roy, and I will say for about a year or so, I kind of had an addiction on my own where I will be helping out women that were down and broken. After a while, somehow I will just partake in whatever that addiction was, you know, but through the meditation, I was able to rise up from that kind of decision. This poor lady came along, and she was just broken, and she was run away. And we started talking. She started telling me her story, and I said, look, I want to tell you something that maybe you never heard before, but, you know, I said, it doesn't really matter what happened to you in your life before. That's part of your history, part of the past. And if you can only understand one thing, that all you have and all there'll ever be forever and ever is right now, this moment that we're talking right now, this precious little moment here. I say, if you will allow me to be your big brother and you, my little sister, I think that I can be some kind of help to you. You know, I have some materials here from a foundation. You can try them. I say, you have these books here and how to control negative emotions and do the meditation. Needless to say, after that, she continued in her downward spiral, doing everything that was bad, prostitution, drug dealing, stealing, anything that was bad, she was doing it. She went to jail for about 6 months. And I think it's something that she needed, because when she was in jail, she started doing the meditation and she started reading the books. And that was a game changer, because after that, you know, when she came out and she went through a rehab place like for another 6 months, 6 months in jail and 6 months of rehab, she came out as a brand new person. It's been long 3 years. After this long 3 years, she's a brand new human being. She's given up her 24/7 prostitution, drug addiction, drug dealing, stealing, and all of that. And she has a job, and she has a relationship with the children that she left behind because of her addiction. And it's like, I just want to say thank you to Roy for being here at this time, that he was really needed. I needed him myself. And the power that he is able to convey through the meditation is so big and so awesome that I don't really know, don't have no name for it. You know, I mean, it's such a big thing, but it is an amazing thing. And I just want to say thank you for him being alive. You know, I call him my big brother, since I'm the big brother to my little sister. You know, it's like my big brother that I should have had a long time ago. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Your secret weapon against stress. It's the Cure Stress device. Use it anywhere, privately. Fits in your shirt pocket like a credit card. It's so simple, it works effortlessly, and it's endlessly rechargeable. Listen as needed to overcome pain, fear, and stress. And your children will love it. Leave it lying around. When they see you become happier, they'll become curious, pick it up, and the magic begins for them. Order now. Go to FHU.com. Call 1-800-877-3227. Regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Or visit the website FHU.com. Call 1-800-877-3227.
I spoke to your father one time in about 1986. I'm hemophiliac, and I was dealing with lots of bleeds at the time, lots of problems. And I listened, and I gradually grew with the meditation. And I can only say that so many times in my life I've been in pain or bleeding, or I've used the meditation to deal with this problem. And I'm still going. I'm 65. Life's still good, still fun. I just really wanted to call to say thank you. You know, it helped me make peace with the problems and just become part of it and realize it was just not fight it. You know?
To order the Cure Stress device, send $59, which includes postage and handling, to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome. It is Advice Line. I'm David Masters. I'm Roy's oldest son. Coming up on the big 5-9, if you can imagine that. Yes. Been around the block several times in my life. Learned a lot of hard experiences the hard way. But I'm here to tell you that everything works for the good for those who love the Lord. And that truth is self-evident. That means containing its own evidence or proof without need of further demonstration. Now, if it isn't self-evident, It's because you have filters placed over your perceptions, your receptors. See? The truth is being filtered out, or something is blocking it from coming in. Something's blocking it. So you have truth deficit, and this is why your life is not working out. If there's a divine, and there is, if there's there is a divine order of things, and to look at the world that we live on is to see divine order, even in the chaotic things. And do you think that you're not part of a divine order? Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, everything is, including you. But you can also be apart from a divine order. And that would be that you would, that would mean that you would be at odds or in resistance to that order. And so, you know, truth sets you free. First, it may make you a little bit miserable, because usually most people have to be miserable and to get to that point where they say, okay, I want the truth. And tonight I'm using an episode of Touched by an Angel. It was season 3, episode 7, Touched by an Angel, to demonstrate the power and beauty of simple truth. The original language and the source of all of creation as we see it, truth. So people who are on the line, Christine and John, Hawaii, please hang on with me. Other callers, please hang on. I'm going to want to finish this and I'll get to you guys. Let us proceed with the next clip from the Touched by an Angel show. Go ahead and play that for me.
Hello, Sam.
Hello.
I must be in awfully big trouble if they sent you.
Yep.
He lied to me. Sam, he told me he was innocent, but he's a murderer, you see, and all the time I thought...
I know what you thought, Monica. I know what you felt. I also know what you've done, but I don't think you know that yet.
I helped him get away.
That was bad judgment, but what you've done is much worse, Monica. Something so serious that your existence as an angel is threatened.
Now you got to think about this. Do you see it? Do you see it in your own life? 1-800-866-8883. That's the number here. Can you identify that little dialogue right there in your own life? Believing people that lie to you, helping them when you should have stopped them, perhaps. Being misled, deceived, making excuses for it. See, bad judgment, one thing. But making excuses for believing what's not true because you want to, different issue. Seriously, dangerous thing. Think about what I'm saying. Because only the truth can set you free. Now, what I said before is I had this epiphany about the Cure Stress device. It's the mechanism that sets your mind in the right direction and orients you so that you can begin to understand the truth. Because it's in the Bible, be still and know. See, that's what it is. It's the process that sets up your operating system like a computer. You have to have a startup disk. This is it. It's the startup disk for your soul. Okay? Think about what I'm saying. Everybody has to have one. And you know what else? There's a component to this, which is, you've heard it said that we aren't born with a personal how-to manual for human existence. But the conscience, it's all in there. See? That the how-to manual is your conscience. So it's how to avoid and how to navigate and what not to do. But see, if you're not connected with your conscience, if there are filters on, if something's blocking the information that's either coming from your conscience or trying to stimulate and awaken your conscience, then you got problems. Everybody's got this problem at some level. Okay, moving to another clip here from Touched by an Angel, season 3, episode 7.
I thought Scott was different.
You know the problem with making humans into heroes, that when they eventually act like humans, were so disappointed. And that's not really fair to them, is it? No. I think you know where you have to go.
How long will I have to stay there?
No, you'll know. But remember, Monica, this is not a punishment. This is a lesson. We all learn them because God is good enough to teach them to us.
What lesson would that be? When you make a mistake, what lesson would that be? Where do you go? You go into a place of, anybody got any ideas? What happens to you when you make a mistake and you don't know how to rectify it? You don't know how to change it. You don't know how to fix it. What do you have to do? Shouldn't be that hard to answer. I know. Of course, I've learned the hard way like everybody else, but see, the truth is self-evident. And for a person who is ready, the truth just, it just dawns on you. Simple. Uncomplicated. Know the truth and it shall make you free. Knowing the truth isn't that easy, honestly, because of all the denials and all of the excuse-making mechanisms and the emotional part of it, which is fear and anger and self-pity and doubt. Those are kind of emotional components of human failure that lead us down the dark side into the path of darkness. But it can change any moment that you choose for it to change. Continuing with the next clip from Touched by an Angel.
I just jumped out of a plane right after my cockpit caught fire and my lawyer told me he was an angel.
I don't expect you to believe any of it, but
I do believe you because I'm an angel too.
An angel?
I think. I hope that I still am.
You seem kind of depressed for an angel.
Well, I might be relieved of my duties.
Where does an angel go when they're not angels anymore?
You don't want to know. Place far away from God, far away from the truth. A place where lies live.
What was she talking about, the popular culture? What? Okay, I'm interpreting it that way. It's actually true anyway. But there's also the place of eternal suffering. And if you can happen to a perfected being, such as an angel, which I think is possible, we all have an uphill climb. But again, that whole thing of forgiveness is there. It's sort of the parachute, the golden parachute. But you got to ask for it. You got to recognize that you did the wrong thing first. Then you have to ask for the forgiveness and the guidance. Because if you don't do that, you are truly lost. Truly lost. And you can't experience that insatiable longing to have more truth. You can never experience moving in that direction of eternal happiness and eternal joy and eternal freedom from lies. So let's go to the next clip. 1, 2, 3, go.
Sounds like my address for almost 20 years.
What really happened, Scott?
If I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
It doesn't matter what I believe. What matters is that you face the truth. What is the truth?
I have a sister. Karen. The night of my senior prom, she was so excited because she had a date. First date. Brian. We were on the football team together. I thought he was a good guy. But I was wrong.
Yes, he was wrong. Because, see, we don't always know what good is. I don't. I'll admit it right now. I don't always know what right is. But I can tell you this. With absolute certainty, I almost always know what is not right. But see, when you get caught up in making those decisions about what's right and what's wrong, that's the trap you get caught in. It's a spider web of illusion. Know the truth and it shall make you free. And guess what? The truth is self-evident. But if you don't know it, just say so. I don't know what the truth is. I want to know. Tell me the truth. God, show me the truth. Okay, let me have that other clip now. This is another clip here that's coming up pretty good.
I didn't want to seem like overly protective big brother, but I didn't see any harm in just going over and saying hello. So I walked up to the car, and that's when I heard her scream. I tore the door off that car so fast, Monica. And then I just went crazy. I didn't want to kill him. I just wanted him to stop.
Went crazy. That ever happened to any of you out there? You ever go crazy? Did you lose your mind and do something that you regret? We can talk about it. 1-800-866-8883. Or you can deal with it. And you can resolve it. Just go to FHU.com and order the Cure Stress device. Take it with you everywhere. Give it to your kids. It's prevention is better than cure. Stay tuned because I'm going to finish off this Touched by an Angel episode and you're going to love it. It's the most beautiful thing I've heard in a long time. But first, go to FHU.com and check out the Cure Stress device. You will be happy that you did.
To order the Cure Stress device, send $59, which includes postage and handling, to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, Pacific Time.
I spoke to your father one time in about 1986. I'm a hemophiliac, and I was dealing with lots of bleeds at the time, lots of problems. And I listened, and I gradually grew with the meditation, and I can only say that so many times in my life I've been in pain or bleeding, and I've used the meditation to deal with this problem, and I'm still going. I'm 65. Life's still good, still fun. I just really wanted to call to say thank you. You know, it helped me make peace with the problems and just become part of it and then realize it was just not fight it, you know.
Cure Stress is a better solution than drugs. It really works. Cure your overreaction to stress, and that takes away guilt. Take away guilt, and you're free, and hope springs eternal. Cure Stress resolves old problems and prevents new ones. Cure Stress is the ultimate solution. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card size audio player that fits in your wallet. Stressed children and injured veterans love Cure Stress. Call 855-CURE-STRESS, specific business time, or go to curestressdevice.com.
To order the Cure Stress device, send $59, which includes postage and handling, to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, Pacific Time.
I've been listening to you since I was 16, and I barely survived my life. If it hadn't been for him, I would not have survived at all. I've been listening to him as a father, a long-distance father, and you know, I've had a lot of problems, but he definitely has saved my life just for him to just be there and do what he's doing. I don't think I would have survived past that age if it hadn't been for him. I knew he cared about me, and you know, when I talked to him on the phone, I didn't know who I was talking to. a kid at school gave me the phone and said, talk to this person, tell him your problem, and I did. And I knew immediately he cared, and he was the only one that I found in my whole life that cared about me. I listened to him. I had a lot of problems from my dad and my mom, you know, and it's been really hard, but if it hadn't been for your dad, I wouldn't have survived.
For more information about Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding, call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday Pacific Coast time, and visit www.fhu.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
To order the Cure Stress device, send $59, which includes postage and handling, to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific Time.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
It's Advice Line. I'm David Masters, and I would like to suggest that you get a copy of this program, which are available. It's K7215, this hour, and play it for somebody that you care for, whether it's your children, or whether it's a husband or wife, or a friend, because people don't have to suffer. You don't have to continue suffering. Your suffering can come to an end. Do you hear me? You've suffered so long now. Do you really want to suffer more? Or do you want there to be an end to that in your lifetime? For all the good reasons, for all the right reasons. Do you want that to happen? Just say so. And mean it. And say, show me whatever I have to see, so that I can be free. Because, you know, there's only one kind of real freedom. You know, it's not like Pinocchio on Pleasure Island. It's not Pinocchio on Pleasure Island. That's not freedom. That's chaos, anarchy. No, there's only one kind of freedom, and that is the freedom to experience the love of the Creator through the absorption of truth. Because everything is truth. Everything is based on truth. Think about what I'm saying. Because if you can't experience the truth, you cannot be free. You'll be in a matrix of illusion. And then you'll wake up on the other side of that, only to discover that your whole life was wasted. And that now there is no way back. Okay, if you believe in reincarnation, good luck. Good luck to you. You'll need it. Because there's people that believe they can fly when they jump off of buildings, except for they find out the truth really quickly. Gravity is a force to be reckoned with, and so is ignorance. So, to top off the hour here, I'm going to play the last part of The Touched by an Angel, Season 3, Number 7. If this doesn't affect you, there's something wrong with you. Please go ahead and play that clip.
So I ran away. Because okay. If I told the truth, what happened that night in that car, turns life never would have been the same.
Her life was never the same anyway, Scott. Except not only did she lose her innocence, she lost her brother as well. And you lost yourself in 20 years of lies. And I almost lost myself in one too. You see, every time we ignore the truth, we ignore God. Because God is the truth. And when it's not true, he doesn't want to have any part of it because he can't. You see, it's just not who he is.
I always thought I was doing the right thing.
So did I.
Do you identify with that yet? Do you understand? Yet? Take it in. Don't think about it. Just know it. It's the truth. And it's self-evident. And it will make you free. And now, here is the prayer. Here's the prayer.
What do we do now?
We ask forgiveness. We ask for truth. Will you pray with me, Scott, and ask him to take away our lies? Here we are, your child, Scott, and your wee angel, Monica. We are sorry. We are so sorry. Please forgive us. We are falling. Lift us up. We are frightened. Comfort us with your peace. We are lost. Come and find us, Father, please. Here we are.
How it works. It's that simple. It's all you have to do and mean it. And everything changes. But you have to know the truth before it can set you free. And when you know the truth, then you know that there is truly a God of love. A great God. Again, I encourage you to get a copy of the show and play it for somebody that you care for. The program number is 7215. 7215, K7215. I'm David Masters, and I have another hour, and I would like to talk to you. But first, I want to tell you, go to FHU.com, get yourself a Cure Stress device. It's an MP3 player loaded with the Be Still and Know exercise, pain, fear, and stress. All exercises to help prime your mind to be able to receive the truth for the rest of your life and forever. FHU.com or call 800-877-3227. Regular business hours, Monday through Friday.
I spoke to your father one time in about 1986. I'm a hemophiliac, and I was dealing with lots of bleeds at the time, lots of problems. And I listened, and I gradually grew with the meditation, and I can only say that so many times in my life I've been in pain or bleeding, or I've used the meditation to deal with this problem, and I'm still going, I'm 65, life's still good, still fun, I just really wanted to call to say thank you. You know, it helped me make peace with the problems, and just become part of it, and realize it was just not fight it, you know.
To order the Cure Stress device, send $59, which includes postage and handling, to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, Pacific Time.
I've been listening to you since I was 16, and I barely survived my life. If it hadn't been for him, I would not have survived at all. I've been listening to him as a father, a long-distance father. And, you know, I've had a lot of problems, but he definitely has saved my life just for him to just be there and do what he's doing. I don't think I would have survived past that age if it hadn't been for him. I knew he cared about me. And, you know, when I talked to him on the phone, I didn't know who I was talking to. A kid at school gave me the phone and said, talk to this person, tell him your problem. And I did. And I knew immediately he cared, and he was the only one that I found in my whole life that cared about me. I listened to him. I had a lot of problems from my dad and my mom, you know, and it's been really hard. But if it hadn't been for your dad, I wouldn't have survived.